JB.
Please.
CQ, CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 545072. If there is any formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard for formal traffic announcements or bulletins, so we will begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I would like to recognize those who utilize the early pre-check-in through the Brewers webpage. First, we have KA3JCA Richard in Simpsonville. He brings along his wife Sally, KA4JCA, and his daughter Michelle, KA4ACL. Richard also brings along the upstate ARC net, K3DOV. Also, we have KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, and Fred brings along his wife, Isla, in 4IEI. We have K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville, and finally K4OIM, Walt in Inman. Appreciate all those checking in through the Brard webpage, the early check-in option, and I wish them a great evening tonight. That's it for the early check-in, so I'm going to switch over and check in those who are on Echolink. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Victor, India X-ray. John, I'm mobile tonight on Icebergs, Atlanta. No traffic, but I can hang around for RegJu.
W2MJB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KM4VIX, that is John, mobile down in. And John, I do have you down for a little rack chew if you're still mobile when the time comes. Also, KN4RJN, John Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate you checking in tonight, John. And I do have you down for a little rag chew at the end as well. I appreciate that. That's it for Echolink stations right now. So we'll go ahead and start with the regular RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
W2 W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing our net manager, W4DJW, Dave, there in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Evening, Mark. I must have doubled with Dave there. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
AB. Check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Handle is Roland Pickens, negative, negative, and a very great evening to all.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KM4CHY, Keith in Seneca, and also K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. Thank you both for checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for Alpha through Delta, so we'll move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And thank you for calling the net tonight, Mark.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Thank you for checking in tonight, Patrick. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for Echo through Hotel. We do have another Echolink station up, however, so we'll switch over to Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, good evening, Mark. If you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Mark, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue. Do be sure and tell Miss Wendy hello.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen there in Greenwood. Thank you for checking in tonight, Stephen, and I'll let Wendy know you said hello. That is it for Echolink stations now, so we'll switch back to the RF modes. Next check-in group is India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. And November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
MJB, Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
MJB, thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like on that first... first call on that group, I messed up. I think it's Mike. I got N4JBM Mike, and can you recheck and please give me your call sign and your location, please? This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That first check-in on India through Lima, think I messed up on your call sign. I have N4JBM, and I think the name was Mike, and I didn't get the location. Can you please recheck? This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Looks like that first station on India through Lima was in and out, so we will continue on. Recognizing KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We have KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. And Larry, KK4JBQ, there in Greer. And Larry brings his wife along, Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you all for checking in. And Larry, tell Donna hello for us from the net. Any other check-ins in India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard. And a move to the next group, Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Hello, Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. We'll be in and out tonight, Mark. And that last station you were looking for is November 4, Juliet Bravo Mike. Name is Jerry. Location is Campobello.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Chad, for that correction. I did at least get his call sign correct, and it's a new call sign in my log, so that's the reason why the name didn't pop up, or the location. That's, let me go ahead and formally recognize that's properly N4JBM, Jerry in Campobello. Appreciate it, Chad. Now to formally recognize Chad, KO4NUE, they're in Campobello, and Chad brings along his wife, Anna, KO4RYP. Thanks, Chad, for checking in with me tonight, bringing Anna along, and giving that relay with Jerry. And you have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W. Check.
KO4NUE. Mark, we want to go ahead and secure for the night.
Thank you, Chad. Go ahead and secure KO4NUE, W2MJB. Appreciate that. And have a great evening, and we will speak to you later. KO4NUE is securing tonight. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the last call for Mike through Papa, so we'll move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Thank you for checking in tonight, Chris. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on that last call for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Hey. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville. Negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India. Both named Mary. 73. Thanks for calling it tonight, Mark.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. K4 KX4YM, Scott in Greenville. KO4ACD, Scott's wife, Mary. And his daughter, Michelle, KO4ILI, also in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Scott and Tommy. And Scott, thanks for bringing both your wife and your daughter along tonight. And say hello for Mary, your wife, for us. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was no response for the last call through Zulu, so we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W-A-4-H-N-T, that one I know. Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango. My name is Alton, Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November, and I'm just here in and out.
Wendy, please check in, K-I-4-D-O-S, Gary. Also, K3-J-O-Y, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening, Q and Wendy, and all on the net.
This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing WA4HNT, Alton and Pendleton. Thanks for checking in tonight, Alton, and you are checking in and out tonight, so appreciate you taking the time to check in with me. Next, I have KI4DOS, our Wednesday night net controller, Gary, in Easley, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Joy. Gary, excuse me. And bringing Joy along with you, and tell her hello for us from the net. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Please check in N0TR. I'm a little hoarse. This is November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile MP Mod tonight. Same thing to you, Mr. Mark, Ms. Winnie, and all on the net, be negative and negative.
Hope you and Wendy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that, Mark. You and Wendy have a good evening, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N0TR, Tom in Greer. KO4NNH, Fred in Piedmont, and W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher. Appreciate you three checking in with me tonight, and y'all have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Nothing heard on the last call for Alpha through Zulu, but we do have another EchoLink station up, so we'll move over and call EchoLink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. We are both in Easley. We have no traffic and no rate to you tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We have KC4SKD, Larry, in Easley. And Larry brings along his wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Larry, and being patient with me getting to the EchoLink stations. You have a great evening, and say hello to Rhonda for us. That's it for the check-ins, but I'll go ahead and call Alpha through Zulu one more time before we start into the RAG 2 portion. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
November 1, X-ray, Romeo, Romeo. My name is Michael. I'm mobile in Commerce, Georgia tonight. I'll be negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing N1XRR, Michael, mobile in Commerce, Georgia. Thanks for checking in tonight, Michael. Drive safely, and hopefully the road is clear for you tonight, and there are no deer hanging around the roadside as you pass by. With that, I'll secure the formal portion of the net with my thanks to all of you for checking in with me. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the roll call the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins. First off, on rag chew, we have KM4BIX. John, are you still mobile and in the talkative mode tonight?
KM4VIX, John. Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Just heading back towards home, which is Greenville, on I-75, a little south of Atlanta. Spent the last 3 days in Fort Myers, Florida, helping a friend clear out their house, everything that was salvageable after the hurricane. It's amazing how devastating that storm was, and they're about a mile inland. An amazing sight to see.
BIX, W2MJB. So they were a mile inland. Did they have quite a bit of the house still left, or was it pretty much all destroyed? KM4BIX, John, did you copy?
I'm sorry, I did not hear your reply.
A mile inland, was their home pretty much destroyed, or was there much left? I know when a few years ago when it came through Mexico Beach, I went down and helped out there, and some homes that were just off the beach survived, where the next door neighbors was shifted off the foundation or almost completely destroyed. So even though they're a mile offshore, sometimes it's just a matter of being drenched in water or flooded, but not completely destroyed.
Yeah, they were very lucky. I think the water, when it surged up the river, kind of came in backwards, which was strange. They've been there for a few decades and had never seen anything like this. So they ended up with about 2 feet of water that came through the house, kind of in a surge, and then ended up in the garage, which was more the sump of everything. So their vehicles were destroyed in the garage, and outside of their cul-de-sac is a really large trailer park, probably 200 or 300 trailers that are in there that are at about a 15-foot elevation lower, and the water level was over all of the roofs of those mobile homes. So that entire village where people retired, this is about the time where they start heading south for the winter, is just devastated. It's just gone. It's amazing.
Yeah, seeing it in person is a lot different than seeing it through the view of the news cameras, because it doesn't really give you any kind of real true feeling. And I guess maybe just being present, has a much more dramatic effect than when you see it through video. Because we're so used to, televised things being, just a story and not really real. And so when we see things that are real life, I think we kind of view it somewhat on the same basis we view a movie, where it's not real life. But actually being present, it's a lot more dramatic than it is through the lens of a camera.
Okay, break.
Go ahead, break.
W4HNT, forgive me, I'm sorry. I've got land in the upper part of Florida before you hit the Big Bend over in Brantford, and I was wondering, is he speaking of someplace close to there? I'm supposed to go down there in 9 days, so I'm just wondering.
And he brought his claw out, which was strange, to dig through normal rubble, which was just, household debris out there. It's not something they'd been cleaning up. but he moved the pile, and then out of it, he picked up, there was an American flag inside the pile, and he pulled that flag out, and it still had a bowl on it, so he planted it in the middle of the yard and gave it a salute. So I was imagining that the individual running that truck was a veteran, but it was a very powerful little thing to witness.
VIX, John. There was a question from Alton, WA4HNT. Did you hear his question?
Chem4VIX. No, I think the echo link relay didn't catch it. Can you please repeat?
4HNT, Alton, can you repeat your question to John, KM4VIX?
Hey, John. My call is Whiskey Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango. I'm WA4HNT Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. I was curious, are you up toward the Big Bend in Florida, where they kind of refer to as the Big Bend? I was curious. I've got land in Brantford, Florida. I'm supposed to go down there on the 21st of this month and see it. And I was just wondering, is that where you're speaking of?
This is KM4VIX. I'm not sure on that. I'm not real familiar with Florida. Had I not been using GPS, I probably would not have made it to the area in Fort Myers, which was, I guess, just north of, I gotta get all my towns right that I've been through in the last couple days, down in the Naples area. So it was hit by the first hurricane, not this last one. We actually drove through some of the outer bands on Thursday on the way down.
Two storms got through there recently, and I've kind of been concerned. I just paid to have that land cleared, a whole acre, and so I was really kind of concerned whether or not it was in that area. We're about 30 miles east of Tampa, maybe, you know, just east of there. That's my concern is minimal.
Team 4VIX. I hope if you get a chance to get down there. I know hotels that are a premium right now. Everywhere from Tampa south, just with all the relief crews that are in and displaced personnel. So it's we were lucky enough that the house we were cleaning out had some available space in there. We had to take some cots, but we made it work. Good luck down there, though. And if what you didn't clear out, I'm sure Mother Nature took care of some of the rest.
I understand. I appreciate your attention to that. It's a hoot to me. I dug a well last month. That was a little bit of money. And then this month they were doing the septic. And, you know, month by month. So here we go. I was going to go down on the 21st. Because actually my birthday is on Thanksgiving Day. And I will be 70. And so I wanted to go down and play.
KM4VIX. Well, I'm sure you'll get to enjoy your birthday, and hopefully the weather will stay clear with any future hurricanes, and you can get your project underway and keep going. I was surprised to see the building materials down in the Florida area were not any more expensive than what we're seeing here in the Greenville upstate area, so that was good. Nobody's price gouging plywood.
Scares me. I'm a little concerned about the price of building materials because we did want to put a cottage down there, just a place to go loaf, you know, stay 3-4 months out of the year, nothing big. And so that's what we had it for and wanted it for. And so we were going to go down. Actually, I've never seen the property. And I've been paying bills on it for 5 years.
4VIX. You've got a lot more faith than I have. I do just hope that everything works out for you with that. I wish you the best of luck, and I'm good here, and I'll go ahead and clear the line so other people have a chance to jump in. But good luck to you down there. KM4VIX, clear. Thank you for hosting the net.
4VIX, W2MJB. I'm sure they appreciated it, and it's always makes us feel better once we do a little service once in a while. Take a break here for a second, see if there's any other stations wishing to check in. This is W2MJB checking in all stations between the alphabet A through Z. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Whiskey 4 Hotel India. Name is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E. Seneca, no traffic.
W4HI Bruce in Seneca. Please have a great night, Bruce. I appreciate you checking in with me tonight and listening to the net. With that, we'll go over to the next direct to KN4RJN. John, what's on your mind tonight?
W2MJB, this is KN4RJN. Evening, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hi. If you go out and look at the skies this evening, I've got clear skies up here. I suspect you do down there as well. Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn are all up. The moon just broke the horizon here just a little while. Orion has broken the horizon. He's low, but he's up. And it's a clear night. And on Thursday night, we have the Leonid meteor shower, which is all night long. We can get out there sometime after the sun goes down. And later in the evening, you might see more, but they're predicting somewhere in the vicinity of 15 meteors per hour. If you get a chance, about 1 a.m., the moon's going to come up and kind of wash things out a little bit, but before that, you should have a pretty good shot. Let me break here for just a second. This is KN4IJN. As far as solar activity is concerned, we've got a little bit of possibility of radio blackout. Mild to moderate, about a 35% chance over the next 3 days, 10% chance of anything worse than that. Shouldn't have too much problem there. So other than that, not a whole lot going on. What's happening in your world there, brother?
JNW2MJB. Well, not a whole heck of a lot right now. A couple weeks ago, just July, we've been moving machines, but we started doing a new group in September, and been moving a welding cell right now, which started a week ago, I guess almost 2 weeks ago, actually. So my days have been filled, going almost 12-hour days, pretty much. A couple of them were more than that, and Saturdays and Sundays, I think the week before last, or last week, they're all running together. I came home and Wendy says, "Hey, did you see Jupiter out there?" So I just kind of looked up at the ceiling, like, where? And she thought I was going nuts. But anyway, so I went out to see Jupiter, and unfortunately all the clouds were coming over. So I guess it was actually Wednesday when the hurricane started coming in. The cloud cover was filling out, so I wasn't able to see it. But now that the evenings are turning in earlier, we're getting dark earlier, we'll have to take the scope out and see what Jupiter looks like.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, put your coat on. It's starting to get cold. The nice thing about wintertime is the air clears up. The bad thing about wintertime is it's cold out there. I was out there a little bit earlier looking at Jupiter and Saturn, not with a scope, just looking at the sky and seeing things. And it's cold out there, and we've got a little bit of a breeze rolling up here, too, so that makes it even colder. And I think by morning it's supposed to be below freezing, so... The meteor shower, and it's supposed to be that way all week, so the meteor shower, if you want to go out and watch that, take a blanket, a nice hot beverage of your choice, and just lay back and enjoy.
JNW2MJB. Yeah, we'll have to do that. possibly next weekend. Fortunately, down here, it is a little warmer than where you are, there in North Carolina. I think we got down into the high 50s last night. But it felt good. Wendy's enjoying the cool weather, and I'm sure of you, the stars, that she would probably be able to be out there without a coat on, whereas I would have to have a coat of some kind. But she enjoys the cold air, and so she's happy right now, much more happy than she is during the summer. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Well, it's 34 degrees up here right now, so she, you know, if y'all take a road trip and come up here, she'll be ecstatic.
JMW2MJB. Yeah, she heard you your reply, and she was in there giggling, thinking that she would be ecstatic. So, any other interesting events there coming up in the next week or so?
This is KN4RJN. Well, on Saturday night, November 19th, the Andromeda Galaxy will be up all night long. It's a large spiral galaxy, also designated as Messier 31 or NGC 224 for anybody that cares. It's about 2.5 million light years away, and it'll look like a little smudge over in the up in the sky in near the Great Square of Pegasus, the three western stars of Cassiopeia, Cape, and Shadar, and Gamma Cass are conveniently forming an arrowhead that points towards it. If you have binoculars, it'll reveal that fairly well. If you have a backyard telescope, even better. Set your magnification to its lowest magnification and look at the two smaller companion galaxies, in the foreground, the brighter Messier 32 and the more distant Messier 101. And let's see, if there's anything else happening anytime soon. We have a double cluster on Monday the 21st. All night long in the northeastern sky, mid-November. Evenings hold the bright constellations of Perseus and the W-shaped Cassiopeia. Very bright star Cephella. Positioned below them, between Perseus and Cassiopeia, is a double cluster, which is kind of neat to look. Anytime I find a star cluster, I think it's kind of neat. You see all kinds of things there through binoculars or a telescope that you cannot see naked eye. And be sure and take a look at that.
And W2MJB. So with the Andromeda Galaxy this Saturday, if it's clear down here, with the scope that we have, would we be able to see any definition to it, or would it still be kind of smudgy because of the atmosphere around the Earth?
This is KN4RJN. You ought to be able to see a little bit of a definition out of it. It will be a, you know, an elongated streak of light, but you might be able to see some definition. You've got, what have you got? You've got a 10-inch, right? Yeah, you ought to be able to see something fairly decent out of that.
Definitely give it a try this Saturday if it's not cloudy and stormy, so that'll be interesting, even though it might just be elongated. It's really neat to see some of those photos from the new space telescope and the clarity that they have. And it's, you know, within the field of vision, how many galaxies there are just kind of blows my mind, but we'll take a look at that Saturday if it's clear and see what we can see.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it's with your scope, you ought to be able to get some reasonably decent definition out of that. But and hopefully the skies will stay clear. We've got a cold front coming down that's wiping out a whole lot of clouds and the last of the hurricane, remnants of the hurricane and all that kind of stuff. So it's fairly clear up here right now. Cold, but it's clear. But, yeah, Definitely break out the scope and see what you can see.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge Tumeter Net, KN4RJN. Say hello to Karen for us. Appreciate you rag chewing with me. I've got to head to bed here pretty soon because I got to get up at 4 to get back to work in the morning. So I'd love to be able to spend more time talking to you, but unfortunately, I've got to hit the bed. So, anything else, John, before we close the net?
This is KN4RJN. Ah, the joys. I won't rub that in. But in any event, you tell Wendy we said hi, and you take care of yourself, and I'll be thinking about you. Well, actually, I won't be. I'll be asleep at that point in time, but I'll be thinking about you when I get up later. You have a good evening, brother, and you take care. This is KN4RJN saying 73s, and I am clear.
MJB. Thanks, KN4RJN, John. I appreciate the conversation and the rag chew and the information about our solar system. It's really interesting. So you have a great evening. Tell Karen hello for us, and we will listen for you later this week. This is W2MJB, Net Control. Any other check-ins or announcements from those listening to the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Tumeter Net. Nothing heard from the last call for comments or check-ins. I think it's KN4HTP will be running the net tomorrow night, and she appreciates being able to talk to you all. The net report will be submitted electronically. I'll break here for a minute, and you should hear it momentarily. This is W2MJB. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with my thanks to all of you for checking in with me tonight. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to everyone.